This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, September 6th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, a preview of today's sentencing for former Illinois Governor George Ryan, and we'll take a look at our forecast from meteorologist Ed Kieser. First, a look at today's news. A University of Illinois professor says it's too early to see how much of an increase Ameren customers will see from a state power auction that started yesterday, but those rates could go up more than 50%. Electrical and computer engineering professor George Gross says the reverse auction process is expected to take about a week. The Illinois Commerce Commission then has 5 days to study the results and either accept them or declare them flawed. Gross says there's a school of thought that downstate rates will be higher than those in northern Illinois, since Ameren customers have typically paid less than ComEd customers for the electricity portion of their bills.
That's a possibility, and it will depend very much in terms of how the Illinois Commerce Commission rules. But by and large, that's a heavily political decision in terms of how they're going to phase in as increases in the prices that's going to be charged.
Gross cautions that Illinois has had artificially frozen electric rates at 20% below what they were in 1997. He says the state's deregulation law was intended to add competition, but those in the power industry realized they couldn't compete with longtime utilities. The ICC expects to have the results of the auction available by December. The rate hike is scheduled to take effect January 1st. Governor Rod Blagojevich wants cell phone companies to make it easier for customers to delete their personal information from their discarded phones. Blagojevich sent a letter to the heads of the Federal Trade Commission and the Federal Communications Commission. It urges them to require phone companies to develop better ways to delete information. In a news release, the governor says sensitive information is too easy to retrieve from used phones, and the current ways for consumers to protect the information are too difficult. A recent study found that software available online can be used to retrieve information deleted from cell phones, including email and text messages. The Champaign City Council has approved three big changes to the city-county enterprise zone, involving three development sites, the former Burnham Hospital lot project, the new site for the Christie Clinic, and a proposed ethanol plant. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
The Atkins Group development that will include the new home of Christie Clinic, an ethanol plant proposed by the Andersons west of the city, and the apartment and condo complex planned for the old Burnham Hospital site. The Champaign City Council decided last night that all three projects should be able to apply for enterprise zone tax incentives. Only the first proposal passed unanimously. Some council members wondered if they were giving away too many tax breaks for projects that didn't really need them or offered too little in benefits for the city. But Councilman Tom Bruno, in defending the Burnham project, said the enterprise zone designation would help create new development and new tax revenue.
We're not going to the bank to borrow money to write checks to the developer. We, on the other hand, are offering incentives from what the developer will bring to the community.
Amendments to the enterprise zone also need Champaign County Board approval. The County Board approved the changes for the Burnham site last month, but must still take action on the other two projects. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
The Illinois economy grew at a slightly higher rate in August, according to the University of Illinois' monthly Flash Index. The index for August measured the economy at 106.4, up 0.3 of a point from July. Anything above 100 shows growth. U of I economist Fred Gertz says the index shows continued steady growth for the state's economy.
I think it reinforces the fact that the economy is moving along at a moderate to good pace, up from last month, but not a large amount. So it means the kind of steady growth that we've been experiencing now for almost a year and a half in Illinois.
Gertz says, according to the Flash Index, the state economy has recovered from a slight dip a few months ago. He expects continued moderate growth for the state in the immediate future. The Flash Index is based on income, corporate, and sales tax receipts in the state. All three components showed a modest increase in August. A number of restaurants in Illinois have been asked to buy posters alerting employees of new health codes, but those posters are fraudulent. State Public Health Director Eric Whitaker says restaurants have been receiving a letter indicating that Illinois has changed its model food code. It threatens monetary fines or even imprisonment if establishments don't post the hand-washing signs at sinks. Whitaker says the posters are a scam and that the company selling them is not affiliated with any state or federal agency. The health department has asked Attorney General Lisa Madigan to investigate the Illinois Food Service Compliance Center. Public health spokesperson Kimberly Parker says the scam has impacted restaurants in all corners of the state and a few outside Illinois.
The posters that they are offering to sell range in price, I guess, as much as $15 about up to about $20 a piece, depending on how many posters a restaurant would purchase.
Parker says most complaints have come from local health departments after they take calls from restaurants about the poster scam. For the latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. In Chicago later today, former Illinois Governor George Ryan will appear in federal court to receive his sentence. Ryan was convicted in April of all of the 18 counts against him, including racketeering, fraud, and lying to federal agents. But after the verdict, questions about how it was reached dragged proceedings into the summer. Those difficulties and the former governor's appeal may affect what kind of punishment he'll get. Illinois Public Radio's Diantha Parker reports.
It's been nearly a year since Ryan walked into the Dirksen Federal Building for his first day in court. He was visibly weary 6 months later when he made this speech in the courthouse lobby.
I believe this decision today is not in accordance with the kind of public service that I've provided to the people of Illinois over 40 years, and needless to say, I am disappointed in the outcome.
But prosecutors were vindicated by it, and the ending it gave to the licenses for bribes investigation of Ryan, his family, friends, and employees. That began with a probe into how Secretary of State facilities were operating under Ryan's watch and lasted for 7 years. And the government's position in the courtroom remained unchanged from what U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald had to say on December 17, 2003, when Ryan was indicted.
Basically, the state of Illinois was for sale for friends and family at times. And it was cronyism where contracts were awarded to people. People were given inside information. They were acting upon it. And at times, you know, George Ryan stepped into the process to make sure that those interests were taken care of.
The most serious federal laws Ryan was convicted of breaking are the ones against racketeering and conspiracy, also called RICO. They can carry penalties of 20 years or more. DePaul University law professor Len Cavise says Ryan's status as a politician is against him here.
Judges feel that they have to make a statement by sending a high-profile person down for a longer count than your average old defendant. And the reason they have to do that is simply because of the public perceptions of the criminal justice system. Judges want the public to feel that, you know, we treat all people alike and the high will fall as hard as the low will fall.
Or lower. Cavise and others say that politicians and other well-known people often get longer sentences because of this unwritten rule. But Ryan also has a strong appeal, which his attorneys filed this summer. Central to their case is that the judge broke up a jury that had been deliberating for 8 days due to problems with some jurors' backgrounds and then made them start over again with alternates. The judge herself admitted this might look fishy to an appellate court. Even so, the charges against Ryan make it nearly certain he'll be sentenced to jail time. The white-collar nature of his crimes won't make that any easier, says Len Cavise.
People who say that minimum security is a country club are people who don't understand the prison system. The deprivation of liberty in the prison system is complete, and in more ways than one. It's not just that you can't walk off the grounds whenever you want to. It's that there's any number of other regulations that tell you what to do, when to do it, how to do it, and you will do it now or you will be punished. And all time is hard time.
The former governor celebrated his 72nd birthday as the trial was drawing to a close. His attorneys stressed this and other factors in their recent motion to the judge to keep Ryan free on appeal. They revealed he suffers from various illnesses, including diabetes and Crohn's disease, and that his wife of 60 years, Laura Lynn, is also ailing and depends on him in many ways. Beyond that, they also note his cooperation with authorities, that he's not a flight risk and has never been convicted of any other crime. All of this may help his lawyers keep him out of jail for some time, perhaps years. I'm Diantha Parker.
Clear skies and dry weather dominate the forecast for most of Illinois and Indiana for the next couple of days. Look for a sunny sky in western Illinois today, according to AM 580 meteorologist Ed Kieser. In eastern Illinois and across Indiana, some patchy fog giving way to mostly sunny skies this morning, and a mix of clouds and sun this afternoon, and highs ranging from 75 in eastern Indiana to 82 in western Illinois. For tonight, clear skies, patchy fog forming overnight, the lows ranging from 50 in some rural locations to 58 in some city centers, and sunshine for tomorrow. The highs ranging from 78 in northeast Indiana to 85 in southwest Illinois. Friday's highs in the low to mid-80s with more sunshine. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, September 6th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, The Afternoon Magazine, Agricultural Programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.